Oh, God. Why? Day 65 of hashtag 365. Incidentally, how mad is it to think there's now 300 episodes left? I was going to say only 300 episodes, but that would be ridiculous because 300 episodes is so many episodes. But I'm enjoying it. It's fine. I jest. Do you know what the reason I say, oh, God, isn't because of the enormous realization of the amount of, this epic commitment that I've made. It's not that. What it is I'm so disappointed with myself. I can't tell you how disappointed with myself I am. So yesterday, I beat the buffet, which I'm so excited about. Let me tell you a story. So I had a delicious granola and banana yogurt pot for breakfast from this little beautiful coffee shop near one of my offices. Amazing. Delicious, low calorie, wonderful. In fact, not too low calorie because granola is quite high in calories actually. But, you know, just very nutritious and balanced and wonderful. Then for lunch, I had a really nice sort of toasted kind of mushroom sandwich, which sounds awful, but was really nice and really small. So it was still enough, you know, because my stomach shrunk and, I don't need a lot of food. And that was delicious. Had a cup of coffee, a glass of water, feeling good. Then I went to this kind of little conference thing that I was in the afternoon. And during the tea break, I was having a chat with one of my colleagues and one of my friends came over with a scone. And I realized there was like a whole buffet that had been laid out that I didn't realize had been laid out. And it was one of those, and anybody that's got food addiction, if you're anything like me, you will relate to this when I say this. Without even realizing what had happened, I went from having this conversation with my mate to seeing this scone, or scone, depending on where you're from, to suddenly joining the queue, queuing up for food that I didn't want or need. And what was so interesting about it, and I've said this before, but it's so important to recognize these things when you're trying to be mindful about food. And again, when I sound all preachy, I'm talking to myself. I hope you understand that. I'm never trying to patronize. I'm patronizing myself, if anything. But one of the things that, you know, I've said before, and it's so important to recognize when you're trying to be mindful about food, is those moments where you're about to make a bad decision. And I was stood in the queue of this buffet, and I was looking at the food, and there was little macarons, and there was little finger sandwiches. And it was when I saw the finger sandwiches that I realized that I'd already had my lunch. And I stopped. And I thought, am I even remotely hungry? And I wasn't. I didn't need any of that food. That food would have all have been wasted, unnecessary calories. I didn't need it. I wasn't hungry at all. I'd just eaten, like, maybe an hour and a half ago. And I was completely satiated. I did not need anything else. It made me realize, again, how mindless I'd been. I was having a nice conversation with a colleague. I saw a scone and my body just completely took over. It's like completely took over. And before I knew it, I was queuing up for food that I didn't want or need, hadn't even analysed at all. And had I not stopped myself, had I not gone, no, Alex, what are you doing? I would have been eating all that food. So I beat the buffet and I was so stoked. And there was a bunch of people actually there in the kind of like mingling crowds that are listening to the podcast. And they were like, Alex, did you beat the buffet? I was like, I beat the buffet. And we like high-fived each other and I was like stoked, which is lovely. It's lovely having support of people that care like that. So I really appreciate that to the people that were there. But you might be thinking, you said you were disappointed, Alex. This all sounds like really positive stuff. And it is really positive stuff. But I went home last night on 1,100 calories. I wasn't feeling hungry. I wasn't feeling sad. I felt in control. I felt like I'd had some really good, healthy food throughout the day. I felt nourished. I felt balanced. I didn't feel bloated. Felt great. But we didn't have anything in the fridge to eat. And in a moment of weakness, I said to my wife, oh, should we just get a takeaway? And she went, oh, I don't know, we could just have like one of the frozen pizzas from the fridge. And then straight away, my brain started. I decided at this point, my chimp had decided that I wanted a takeaway. So my chimp was going, oh, you don't want frozen pizza.
It's really unhealthy, and there isn't even any salad to have it with, so you don't want that. We should definitely get a takeaway. Like, a takeaway isn't in any way better than frozen pizza. I know these frozen pizzas. They're light. If I'd had one, I would have stuck to my calories. There's no way it would have been more than 600 calories to have half of this little frozen pizza that I had in the freezer, right? And if I'd, even if I'd had it with some lettuce and stuff, I would have been in my calories. But for some stupid reason, my chimp had decided that I wanted a takeaway, and I was on takeaway road again. And I didn't have the presence of mind that I had earlier in the day. And I feel like maybe it's because I'd used up my willpower for that moment. Before I know it, I was ordering the takeaway. The takeaway came, demolished the whole thing, went to bed with a full stomach, feeling bloated, woke up feeling bloated and sluggish, and I went over my calories. And you know what? The takeaway wasn't that bad. I had lamb sheesh, just like some really lovely pieces of lamb with some delicious, like, freshly shredded salad and a bit of rice. And that was it. And it was delicious. And it wasn't that heavy, but it still took me over my calories. It was still a big meal that I didn't need in the evening. And you just think to yourself, like, what's going on? Like, why? Why am I doing this to myself? It's so annoying. It's so annoying. Like, it's almost like I need to phone up all the takeaways in my little village and say, don't serve me. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? It's like, I laugh about it, but it's so annoying. So anyway, I've woken up this morning, and although I'm disappointed and frustrated with myself, every single time this happens, it gives me that little bit more resolve. You know, because I've committed to this 365-day journey. I don't want to keep feeling like this. I don't want to keep feeling like I'm letting myself down. I'm better than that. Like, in my work life and my home life, I'm so resilient. Like, I work like 8 jobs and it doesn't even faze me. I do like 100-hour week and I'm just like, what? And what? Next. What else can I do? So why is it that when it comes to this, when it comes to my eating and my belly, why am I so weak, you know? All I know is that I need to solve it. So today, I'm more resolute than ever. I am sticking to my goddamn calories and nothing is going to stop me. And tonight, I'm going out with my mate Sophie, who I've not seen in years, my uni mate Sophie. In fact, I talked about Sophie on the podcast. She was the one that told me to buck up my ideas after one of my old mates got off with my ex-girlfriend. She's brilliant. So I'm seeing her tonight. We're going to go out for a drink. I'm going to put my expected drinks into my fitness pal now, basically. And then I know I can sort of backdate my calories from there. And it's just going to be one of those situations, it's going to be one of those days where I just have to stay in control. Join me tomorrow with better news.